Aitzarach Sheyeda. Perek Aleph, Beis Beis. Another thing you have to know, Shehamatzi Hazeh Yisvorach Shabayim. Ein amitus mitziyusai musagas lezulosai klal. The truth of his existence cannot be musagas, cannot be grasped by anyone other than himself. It's impossible to understand. Try to explain someone who's blind what a color is. It's impossible. It's impossible. They can't think in those terms. What does it mean, a color? I don't even know what you're talking about. They can't understand what a color means. Try to explain to someone who's deaf what something means loud. Now, there are people that are not really deaf. They just can't, they hear very, very little. They can understand loud because they can hear. Now they hear things. Someone who is totally deaf, explaining them loud doesn't make any sense. You could talk, I don't know what you're talking about. Can I only make brachas over here because, there you go. I mean, they gotta be good. Biggie wants one so badly, he's just not. Amen. There's a kohen. No, there's a kohen here. How'd it go for it, Alan?
Yes.
Guys, just make sure you finish. I just need it to be finished. I don't care who finishes. Have you want one? Are they good?
Mm-hmm. They are very good.
Which one's preferred?
They gotta be good. Aitzarach Sheyeda. Something else you need to know. Shamatzi Hazei Yisbrach Shemayim. Ein amitas mitziyusai museges lezulosai klal. No one else is going to understand the amitas mitziyusai. Now there's a saying. That saying is, everybody getting chairs? You want to get chairs? I want to wrap my head around something. You ever heard that saying, to wrap your head around something? That means that you like you could, when you can like get the like you there's a beginning and an end. Like if I want to pick something up, I got to pick it up from a corner. Let's say there's something that is longer than me, taller than me, wider than me. There's no way I could pick it up because I need to get an end. You pick something up, you need to get an end. If all you would have is a wall, you can't pick it up. There's no way to pick it up. So if Hashem has no gvul, we can't wrap our head around that. Because you can't wrap your head around something that's so big. So we can't understand this. Really. We could think in terms that we can relate to. So we make terms that we can relate to. Rak ze noide boy. This we can understand. Shehu matzoi shalem b'chol minei shneimus v'lo nimtza boy chisaron klal. I'm going to start with the words lo nimtza bo chisaron klal, and I'll go back. Lo nimtza bo chisaron klal means we're emphasizing what he doesn't have. Lo nimtza bo chisaron. He doesn't have. We're not saying what he does have. Why do we say it that way? Lo nimtza bo chisaron klal. Because we can't understand what he has. We just understand what he's not. Hashem doesn't get angry. that true? That's true. Or let me say it better. Hashem doesn't lose his temper. When someone loses his temper, he's out of control. Hashem doesn't get frustrated. Hashem doesn't take revenge. All these things are all ways for us to be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yinimtza boi chisaron klal means that there's nothing that he's lacking that's going to make him understand in human terms. He never gets angry. Now, does that mean I can understand the essence of Hashem? No. Now, we're going to get back to the other line, which is important. And it says, "Ishalim b'chol min ishlemus." Now, I don't have all my svarim here, but the other commentaries on Derech Hashem say this language of "Shalom b'chol min ishlemus" is not found anywhere else about Hashem. It's like it's not usually a description we give for Hashem. And I want to understand it in the context of the rest of this of what's going on here, which is, this is not an accurate description of Hashem. As a matter of fact, any description of Hashem is not really accurate. Because once we're trying to define it in finite terms, it's not really going to be true. So in honesty, I would not say that this is a true statement. Hashem is shalom b'chol mine shleimus. I would say a true statement is Hashem is the epitome of shalom. In other words, if you say, I have like good index fingers, good thumb fingers, perfect thumb, you know, great wrist, right? I have good arms. So this is finite. This has got a beginning and an end, and this is great the way it is. But this is one thing. This is something else. You're defining me as having like different characteristics which would make certain things finite. But Hashem is not finite. So therefore, it's not really true that Hashem is shalom b'chol mile shlemis. Hashem is the epitome of shalom. And that's something that we can't really grasp. The mashal we give is as follows. This is a mashal I heard from Rabbi Zev Leff. I think it's a very good mashal. It's as follows. Kind of. Let's say you have a bright light. I mean, a really bright light. Way too bright for this room. But it's here in the room. What would you do to allow us to be able to function? Can't turn it off.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Anything else?
Can you take out some of
the light? Well, you can't take
cover
out
it.
Cover it. You're going to cover it. Now, what happens if you want people to see some of the light?
Cover it.
What would you do?
Yeah.
Cover it.
So you would make, I'm going to use this mushel, make holes in the shade where the light can come out. Now, Hashem, it's impossible for us to be able to fathom Hashem totally. But Hashem shows us certain exposures to his light, but they don't all come out the same. Some exposure to his light will come out as rachum. Some exposure to his light will come out as chanun. Some exposure to his light will come out as erech apayim. But it's really all the same light. We just don't see it that way. And it shouldn't be so bizarre. When I deal with children, little children, teeny little babies, and Davidu is a little teeny boy, he was really cute. Sometimes he'd do something he wasn't supposed to. It was so cute. But we'd have to say, Davaduri, can't do that. And then me and my wife look at each other and like crack up. But we would show him a stern face because we wanted him never to do that again. We weren't angry. We were totally not angry. But we had to show him that because that's what he can understand in order for his behavior to be appropriate. Hashem, there's no such thing as Hashem getting angry or Hashem being happy. There's no such thing as us like changing Hashem's mood. It's all a way of us relating to Hashem. That's the way we relate. So Hashem is not really Shalom b'chol minei shleimus. Hashem is the epitome of Shalom. This is just the way that we can relate to it. This light that Hashem will show us. Ein bo chisaron klal. You're not going to see any way where Hashem ki'ilu punishes us and it was wrong. Or Hashem is ki'ilu not kind enough to us. Or ki'ilu spoils us. Ein bo chisaron klal. That's the extent that we can understand it. More than that, we're blind. It's impossible for us to comprehend. So he says in the next paragraph, very super important, maybe the most important paragraph of the sefer. V'ulam dvarim elu. You want to pass the cookies around in case some of the new guys want to make bracha. Yadanum bekabala. Mina avos u'mina neviim. This things we know be Kabbalah, which means we have a tradition. From the avos from the neviim. Vihisigum kol Yisrael b'mayimad har Sinai b'amdo al amitos habibir. Says the Ramchal, we have a Messiah from the Avos and from the Neviim, and I'm not even sure exactly what he has to bring that in for at all. And all of us were masig this at Mamet Har Sinai, which means when we spoke to Hashem in Mamet Har Sinai, we chapped that there's a Hashem, and we chapped that it's from a different space. It's a different place. What the Ramchal describes as Nevuah. Nevuah is, says the Ramchal, listen to this, it's fascinating. You have enough emunah and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just spoke about it. The person has to be Yamin V'yeda Sheisha Matzi Rishon. If you are so clear that Hashem exists, then Hashem can speak to you. But it's a Darga of Emuna. And all of these things, Hashem is Kadma, Hashem is Nitzchi. Once you have that, then a person is on a Darga of Emunah. So Nevuah is really a heightened sense of Emunah. If Hashem spoke to any one of us, we would probably freak out. A Navi doesn't like get, he's not shocked by his Nevuah. Because he's on such a high madrega of Emunah that he almost expects it. Not because he deserves it, but because there's nothing startling about that. So Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, when they had their Nevuah, they spoke to Hashem, they understood all these things. Let me turn this off like that. Now, what he says, which is I think the most important part here is Belimdu libnehem dor achar dor kayoim hazeh. They passed it on dor achar dor achar dor kayoim hazeh. Kayoim hazeh, it's like it happened today. So, the same way, if a person would have been told something today, second hand, like if I would ask Mati, did it rain today?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have any doubt right now? Now, Mati and I are close. I know Mati would not lie to me. Do I have any doubt that it rained today now? I have no doubt. I have no reason to doubt it. I have no reason to doubt Mati. He's not. He said he's sure. You sure, Mati? You sure about that? Well, let's do it better. Because this is, I think, easier than this. Mati, did it rain over Shabbos at all?
No.
Did it rain over Shabbos at all?
I don't think so. I didn't go outside, really. Besides Shabbos night.
It was raining in the building.
It was raining. Very heavy.
It was raining in the building?
It wasn't raining in the building, so he wouldn't know.
Did it rain lots of Shabbos?
No.
Yeah, did it rain on Thursday night? Okay, let me ask someone else. Ali, did it rain on Shabbos?
Yeah.
You saw it rain?
Yeah.
You sure it rained?
Okay.
Mati?
Yeah.
Do you have any doubt that it rained now on Shabbos?
No.
No, because we're positive. Ali's not lying to me. What? Now that's over here where, okay, I wouldn't say it's such a big thing. But it's kayoy mazeh. It's like your father told you yesterday. Today. Telling you, I just spoke to God. That's how clear we should feel our connection is to Maimed Har Sinai. Because it's dor achar dor. We heard it from our fathers. We heard it from their fathers. And they said, we experienced this. As much as a human being can experience, we have our limitations. The lampshade was on, but we saw the light. We couldn't see the entire light. That is what we, and this is, this is the foundation of our emunah. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, don't forget what your own eyes saw. Deliver to your children and your grandchildren. And that is Maimed Har Sinai. The foundation of our emunah. Why do we believe, and I don't remember when we spoke about this last, and why we are different than Muslims, Christians, or any other anything.
Last week
we spoke about this. It's because there was a Maimed Har Sinai. There was no claim in the Muslim religion, in Islam, that there was any mass revelation at any point in time. To Muhammad. Muhammad was in a cave, alone, and he claims he had a vision. Maybe he was a little, Rambam calls him a meshugana. So maybe he had a vision. I know other people that have had visions when they were on. You too? I know people that, you know, I had a Talmud who thought he's Mashiach. He still thinks he's Mashiach. He's walking around. He thinks he's Mashiach. Okay, yeah, so he wrote a whole book about Mashiach. He wrote his own approbations to his own book. I have the book. He thinks he's Mashiach. He thinks that, you know, a lot of interesting things that, you know, happened that never happened. He used to work on, you know, certain missiles for Israeli army and this. Oh, he has this whole. You could get this whole narrative which he made up. Okay, so he's a Meshugana. Is it really so hard to believe that millions of Arabs believe them. I show them not. Arabs believe anything you sell them. That's why the name is Yishmael. They listen to anything. Yishmael is a Russian of Shema. They listen. Yashka doesn't claim that there was mass revelation. This was told to him by himself. Now, Western culture isn't like doesn't buy things as fast as Arabs do. So with them, it's like much easier. They would do the following thing: listen, you don't have to keep Shabbat, you don't have to keep kosher, you don't have to keep any, don't do anything because Yashka did it all for you. So you could take the easy route and convert. Sure, people want to do that. There's tons of people that want to do that. There are no commandments. There's no mitzvahs, averas, Christianity. It's an awesome religion. Just go in, Father, I have sinned. Here's $100. Good, you're good. Goodbye. That's the end. You go to Mass if you want to go to Mass. You don't want to go to Mass. There's no such thing as a good Christian, a bad Christian. There's really no... There are no rules. There's nothing... So Christianity was a way easy way out. Everything was just... Everything's okay. Is it a surprise that it convinced people to follow this religion? Now, Judaism is a religion with a lot of demands. And the religion that is claiming something that is obviously true, there was a mass revelation. How in the world did they convince 2 million people to believe that there was a mass revelation if it didn't happen? And not only that, but the Chumash tells us, make sure you don't forget and make sure to tell your kids and your grandkids. So which was the generation of losers that were convinced of the lie and were told that our fathers saw this, just never told us about it? It doesn't make any sense. It is impossible. Would be the greatest lie in the history of the world. It's impossible to do that. There's no way you can convince 2 million people that they saw something that they didn't see. And think about how preposterous it is, because Jews are extremely cynical, extremely smart. No one ever claimed that we're stupid. Jews are always the ones that always say we're in control of economies, we're in control of this. Everyone says we're too smart for our own good. And if you ever know any Jews, they're always challenging. That's the nature of a Jew. Try to get a non-religious Jew, they fight you tooth and nail. How in the world did this lie just appear out of nowhere? It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It's impossible. It is impossible. It is an impossible lie. So this is the foundation of our Amunah, and this is what people call... They call it Emunah Pshuta. To me, this is what Emunah Pshuta means. It's very simple. It's my father told me that his father told him that his father told him that he stood at Har Sinai. And that is an unbreakable chain. As opposed to with Christianity, his father told him, his father told him, his father told him that Yashka decided that he's Mashiach. Okay, I have a Talmud that decided he's Mashiach also. And Shabbosai Tzvi decided he's Mashiach. Another guy says he's Mashiach. Will the real Mashiach stand up? He hasn't yet. Even Lubavitcher Rebbe is not Mashiach. None of them are Mashiach. The real Mashiach will stand up one day. But just because some people decided someone's Mashiach doesn't mean anything. Emunah is based on a mass revelation. That is something that cannot be that is something that cannot be shaken. What is other ways of coming to Amunah, which he speaks about afterwards, which is Chakira bin Moifsin Alimudin, that will continue with next week, Bez Hashem. Those are all additions. There are additional ways to believe in Hashem. They also come from all different types of places. You know, we could speak about astronomy, you could speak about science and philosophy, and all different things, ways of getting to Hashem. And Ramchal seems to say they're okay, but that's not the foundation. It's important for a person to know his foundation is Emunah, because Maimon Har Sinai is something that has been passed down from generation to generation. It's not just my father told me. It's my father told me, and his father told him, and his father told him, and that goes back to Maimon Har Sinai, and that's something which clearly happened. We spoke to Hashem. He told us we're his people. He gave us the Torah. That's it for tonight, my friends.